We would like to pay our deepest respects to the traditional custodians of the land we are currently on, the Boonwurrung and the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people of the Kulin Nation. We acknowledge and pay respect to their elders, both past, present, and emerging, and through them to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Hi, you're listening to Asian Girl Talk, where Asian Australian women explore love, sex, and relationships. I'm Jasmine.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Jackie.
So just a bit of intro about us, getting to know a bit about us. So shall we go with the oldest to youngest or the youngest to oldest?
I respect my elders.
All right.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Jen. I am currently 35 years old. My cultural heritage is Australian-born, Cantonese-speaking Chinese. My relationship status, I am newlywed. My orientation, my sexual orientation is I'm a heterosexual woman. And in terms of sexual experience, I would consider myself to be quite conservative to begin with. But in my later years, I am a bit more explorative. I think I'll just leave it at that in terms of defining how explorative I am. And now I'm going to pass it on to Jackie.
Hello. I'm Jackie. I am 32, Chinese, Cantonese speaking, Australian born, currently single, pretty ready to mingle. I would consider myself probably heteroflexible. However, I've never been with a woman, only men, but pretty curious about that. Been in love a few times, had certain sexual encounters, maybe.
Maybe.
Anyway, what about you, Jasmine?
Oh. Well, hi, everyone. I'm Jasmine. I recently turned 24. Cultural background, Vietnamese, but born in Australia. Relationship status, single, so single. Only ever had like one relationship. And sexually wise, pretty new when it comes to sex. Like I don't have that much experience. But I want to level up.
Level up.
Yeah. Level up. Level up. Yeah. Learn from you, peeps.
So why do we want to start this podcast?
Why do we start this podcast?
Why do you want to be involved in this podcast, Jasmine?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a problem. Okay, you know what? It's a problem. It's a challenge. It's a learning goal that I would like to have. How to be more sexually confident, mm-hmm. or just confident in general, in the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
outside the bedroom, wherever you like to do it.
Yeah.
And knowing how to please my body better.
Yeah.
And how to communicate that with others. Like I would say, in terms of sexual experience, I'm like a level one. Like she's like not that experienced. Like she had some sexual encounters, but like she's not like Peter Piper paying the pipes, you know?
What about you, Jackie? Like as an Asian female, a Chinese female, wanting to talk about this podcast about sex or love and relationships and all that stuff.
Well, being Asian Australian, I feel like we are already living in a very unique kind of space. And so there are a lot of struggles and experiences with identity and who we are that sometimes may contradict each other. Like, you know, like Asian and Western kind of values and just trying to find a sense of belonging in where you are. And I guess a big part of it is womanhood. And not even just womanhood, but just being in a female body. Being able to share experiences and listen to other people's experiences, and obviously like younger generations and how they're dealing with that. I think there's a lot to learn from it. And personally, I feel like there's a lot to explore within myself in that regard as well, and also maybe contributing in a very small way something, you know, out there in the world that maybe has some sort of meaning to someone, you know. What about you?
Yeah, Jen.
Well, it started off with talking to Jasmine, really, about all these topics of like love, sex and relationship, like just realizing that I've had experiences that I can share to someone who's younger than me, and that someone can get something out of it. It's never been a conversation to be talked at. Like, we never spoke about, you know, sex or real love within my own family. Like, my mum wouldn't talk about it. I wouldn't feel comfortable talking to her about it because there isn't any vocabulary or language and also emotional connection to talk about it and openness to talk about it. I only talk about it with my non-Asian friends most of the time because there's more comfortability. Comfort in talking to each other about our sexuality and sexual expressions that I'm not able to talk about with my conservative friends, and particularly like my Asian, Chinese, Vietnamese friends who are a bit more conservative. I have a friend who just will not talk about sex. And there are some people where using the word sex is even uncomfortable. And I had that discomfort when I was younger. And I just want to be able to be okay that you can talk about it and make it a norm. And that's why I brought us together, and that's why I feel that we're, you know, at the table talking about this.
I suppose, like, people listening in want to know, like, how it got started, right? So Jen and I know each other through the community.
Vietnamese community.
Yeah, in Australia. Yeah. And, you know, we do activities, as in, like, dancing activities. And then one night I came over to Jen's house, and we started playing this game called
The Confession Cards.
Yes,
by the School of Life.
Yeah, it's like got different categories, like what, finance,
family, sex, relationship.
Oh yeah, well, it's got categories, right? So, and there was a particular category that I was drawn to. And I was always trying to get this category. It was a sex category. Yeah, no surprise. Because I was like, oh, yes, it's an opportunity for me to ask about sex questions. I mean, who doesn't want to talk about sex, right? Yeah, you know you do. and eventually we just got rid of the cards. We just started talking openly about sex stuff. I'm like, is this normal? Do you do that? I'm normal? Oh, maybe I'm not normal, you know?
Yeah, and unpacking some of the things in the bedroom where, you're realizing, Jasmine, you're realizing that some things that you feel comfortable with and some things you don't feel comfortable with.
Yeah. And it was just really nice having, like, you know, like for me, being able to talk with someone who's, you know, got more experience, but also understands the Asian, Australian, like,
upbringing,
kind of like the different cultural barriers space, because, like, my ex would be like, oh, come on. Like, you know, it's, why are you so, like, weird about this? I'm like, hello, I have Asian parents. They don't get it. It was just really nice having someone to openly and feel safe talking to about this stuff.
Because it's your first time having sex, Jasmine.
What? Like, I had sex a couple of times.
Thank you for listening to Asian Girl Talk. We'd love to know what you thought about our conversations. Follow us on Instagram @AsianGirlTalk. Give us a comment and a like.